This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. For the past few times, we have been discussing the question, why did the early church have such tremendous influence during the first century? In other words, we are asking the question, why did the church turn the world upside down? Why was it everywhere spoken against during the first century? If we can learn from the Bible why they were able to have such power, and if we then are able to do such things also ourselves today, then surely we can have the same kind of influence. We have already suggested that they turned the world upside down because they would not allow the Roman Empire to simply absorb them as another religion among many other equally valuable religions. They recognized the uniqueness of Christianity and insisted upon it in their preaching to others. Secondly, they would not allow God to be regarded as merely one God among many other equally valuable gods, or Christ to be regarded as simply another Savior among many other equally valuable Saviors. Further, they would not allow the church to be regarded as merely another religious institution among many other equally valuable religious institutions. And as we closed our study last time, we had noted that they would not allow the gospel, that is, the message of Jesus Christ, the truth, to be regarded as simply another religious message among many other equally valuable religious messages. Now, we began today with the point, the new point, that they turned the world upside down because they loved Jesus Christ so much. They loved him so much that they applied that message to their lives. And wherever there are people who will really apply the gospel with all of its dedication to truth, to goodness, to love and righteousness, they are going to have a great influence in the world in which they live. Where there are husbands and wives and mothers and fathers and children who honor and obey their parents in the Lord, and the mother and father who bring their children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, and where the husbands and wives really show the concern and love for one another which the Bible enjoins upon them, they are going to have great influence in the world in which they lived. And the early church had this kind of influence. Further, they had great influence because they not only applied that gospel to themselves, they not only applied it to their own lives, but they sought to have it applied to the lives of everybody everywhere. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 8, verse 4, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. My friends, they preached the gospel everywhere. They went in the midst of the Jewish doctors of the law. They preached there Jesus Christ as the Messiah, which the Old Testament scriptures had prophesied would come. They insisted that Jesus Christ really was that Messiah, and that therefore they angered many of the Jews, even though many of them were also baptized, becoming obedient to the faith and thereby becoming Christians. They also went in the midst of the Greek doctors of philosophy and preached Christ as the wisdom of God. Rather than the philosophies of the Greeks being regarded as the wisest things, they insisted that Jesus Christ was actually the personification of the very wisdom of God. So in the midst of the Jewish doctors of the law and the Greek doctors of philosophy, the early Christians preached Christ as the Son of God and in effect challenged them to refute it. And in doing so, they were willing to pay any sacrifice to stand strong for that truth. They were willing to lose their possessions. They were willing to go to prison. They were willing even to die. Note the words of the Apostle Paul as recorded in Acts chapter 21 in verse 13, when after being warned that if he went on to Jerusalem, there he would be thrown into prison, he said, I am ready not only to be bound, that is, I am ready not only to go to prison for the cause of Christ, but I am ready also to die. Further, we find from the pen of this same man in Philippians chapter 1 in verse 27, let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel. We are admonished in Revelation chapter 2 in verse 10, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give unto thee the crown of life. My friends, Christianity is the religion of the one true living God, and it is our prayer that you shall believe it, accept it, and live it in your own life.